Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, y'all. Welcome back. You ready to jump into today's devotional?
Yes, let's do it, you guys. Today we're reading out of Luke 10, verse 34, and the devotional is titled Caring for Others. It says, "Going over to him, the Samaritan soothed his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put the man on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he took care of him." The love letter from God says, "Beloved child, I love it when you reach out to those in need. Many people in your life have needs, and I do not expect you to meet all of them, but there will be special people that I have assigned for you to serve. Although at times you may feel it is a burden to take care of those who can't take care of themselves, the blessing I will give you for your sacrifice will be much more than you could ever give yourself. When you reach out to someone in need, you become an extension of my loving kindness and a reflection of my love. Love, your Heavenly Father." The reflection says, "A person in need may appear to be a burden to us, but may actually be someone God will use to change our perspective on what really matters in this life. Just as Jesus saved us, he gives us the wonderful honor and opportunity to save others who need to be rescued. Even the Son of God said he did not come to be served, but to serve others." The Treasure of Truth says, "If we are not meeting needs, our lives become meaningless."
Yeah, that's so good. I tend to like correlate the word love with sacrifice or service, because I like to read it as in like, the Son of Man came to serve and to not be served. The Son of Man came to love and to not be loved. Mm-hmm. And I love how hand in hand, like sacrifice or service are with love, because you've heard me probably share this like analogy before, but you know, if someone has a newborn baby and you ask them, do they love the baby? They're like, yeah. You know, my heart grew when I had the baby, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what can the baby do for you? Nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. It uses the bathroom everywhere. It wakes you up in the middle of the night. Does all this stuff. Does nothing for you. You have to serve it. Mm-hmm. You have to sacrifice for the baby.
Yeah.
And then when the baby is 1 year old, can the baby do anything for you then?
No.
No. Now they're harder to keep track of. They're running everywhere, right? Or they're crawling everywhere, at least. I mean, but do you think you love the baby more or less?
More.
And the reason is because you've served the baby more. You sacrificed for the baby more. And there's such a strong correlation for our love for our neighbor by serving our neighbor and sacrificing for our neighbor. Because if we're not getting uncomfortable and going out of our way to love people, then we're just doing what's convenient for us. And that's not really love. That's just like, you know,
self-serving.
It's self-serving. It's flexing our ego with what is okay. Like, okay, I can roll down my window and offer that person a dollar, or I can do this because it doesn't really interrupt my love. But you know, it's Christ coming down from his seat at the throne to become a man, to be, you know, hated and to be crucified. Yeah. It's very uncomfortable.
Right.
That's real love. That's sacrificial love.
Yeah. And if we're supposed to mirror Christ as we walk in this life, then who are we to say, you know, that we're not willing to go out of our way, or we're scared to be hated, or we're scared to do this because it takes us out of our comfort zone. But then looking at it as an opportunity to look more like Christ when we go out of our way to serve, and how it is more blessed to be a blessing, you know, than to just receive all the time. Like, I truly have had some of my happiest moments ever when it's serving. It's not like being served.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't get us wrong. We know firsthand how hard that is.
Oh, yeah.
To choose to make yourself uncomfortable, to choose to sacrifice something you want, or to choose to go out of your way for someone or something.
Yeah.
We're not saying it's easy. Mm-hmm. It's a simple idea, but that doesn't mean it's easy. And we need the Holy Spirit to prompt our hearts and help us walk in that direction.
Right.
because even the prophets struggled with that, and they had to walk with God to do these things. I mean, just read about Elijah, you know, and what he was doing and where he was going when it came to serving God. And it's hard, but we need to spur each other on to continue serving our neighbor.
Yeah, that's really good.
Are you ready for me to pray a son out?
I am.
Lord, thank you for this time, and thank you for this really gentle but stern reminder that we are called to sacrifice for people. We are called to serve people. We are called to love as Christ loves, Lord. And we know how uncomfortable he got. And so, Lord, will you help us to be okay becoming uncomfortable? Would you use your spirit to work inside of us to look for opportunities to give and not just to gain? Lord, will you help us to look at our neighbor and make sure that they have enough in their cup and not just compare our cups, Lord? Will you help us have a heart to not compare ourselves to people, but to only look inside someone else's cup is to make sure they have enough, Lord. Help us to have hearts that want to give and to be generous, God, and to be a go-getter and a go-giver, as my mom would say, Lord. And we just pray that you'll work in our hearts to do that, because it is difficult, Lord. It's difficult to become uncomfortable and to sacrifice, because we live in such a selfish culture. It's all me, 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 I, Lord. And we want it to be about we. And most importantly, we want it to be about you, Lord. So help us to do that. We can't do this alone. Our culture and our society needs you, Lord. So just come down here and continue doing life with all of us, Lord. Just overwhelm our hearts for our neighbor and help us to love and serve them, Lord. And right now, Tori and I are going to open up the floor for our audience to continue in prayer, and we're going to be praying with them. Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. I remember growing up, my mom had this little piece of, like I said, it's like a woodwork piece of art that always said, be a go-getter and a go-giver.
Aw, I love that.
Yeah, because it's important. Mama. It's important to it not, like, you never want to go down the route of, like, the prosperity gospel, but you also don't want to go down the route of the poverty gospel either.
Yeah.
And so I love the idea of being a go-getter and a go-giver.
Yeah.
And so.
Love it.
Love y'all.
And we'll be talking to y'all tomorrow.
Adios. Adios.